We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, talking today with our guest from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Jason Smith, President and CEO, and Director of Membership, Charlotte Meisenheimer, are joining us here this morning. Let's talk about Leadership Manhattan. I know the deadline is fast approaching on when folks can sign up for the 2022 class.
Yes, so the applications are due Monday by 5 p.m. You can find those applications on our website, manhattan.org. We have a new website that just rolled out, so it's very easy to find because there's a box right there that says Leadership Manhattan. And if you click on that, it will take you to, one, a PDF form of the application so you can see it before you fill it out. And then it's just a form that you can download and submit right there online. So that's just due by Monday on the 25th by 5 o'clock.
What is the requirement if somebody wants to participate in this class?
The major requirement, one of the major requirements, is that you have to live or work in Manhattan for the past year, for at least 1 year. And we do that because it's Leadership Manhattan, right? So we want to make sure that you're vested into your community, whether you live here or you work here. So that's the major requirement that we have. The application is actually a 4-page application, which sounds pretty daunting, but the first page is really, what's your name? Where do you work? What's your address? Those types of questions. And then the next two pages are questions about your involvement in the community and what you hope to gain out of the program. And then the last page is just your signature page. This is what's required. There's 7 sessions. We ask that you attend all 7. We give those dates, that type of a situation. I will say that the selection committee, when they get your application, the first page and the last page are removed. So it is a total, the first time that they read your application or see anything, it's totally blind. So they don't really know who that person is at all. Then those written applications are scored. They're worth 30 points. And then they're ranked. And we then, by our bylaws, we accept at least a minimum of 80% of those applications to come back for an interview. We can take more than 80%, but that's our minimum. And then the selection committee then interviews those applicants, which is a new process. This is our 4th year to be able to do that. So there's some alumni out there who might be going, interview? We didn't do an interview. So we do that. And those interviews are also worth 30 points. So both pieces are equally weighed, if you will. And that's how the class is selected. We have found that we know that some individuals write better than they speak, and some individuals are more passionate, come across more passionately as they speak versus writing. So we wanted to have a good opportunity to meet some different individuals and do that when we make our selection.
All right. What a daunting process. I think that I like the idea of being anonymous, and because that feels like it's a little bit more vetted.
So the selection committee doesn't even, until you actually walk in for your interview, that's when they put the person with the name with the application. Until that point, they don't know. So I'm the keeper of all the names, so to speak.
Okay. Well, that's cool. And this whole process, I guess, let's talk about once they get in and they get through the process, mm-hmm. then you start taking the classes, in January?
Yes. So we actually start with a dinner on January the 10th for a class dinner, so they have the opportunity to meet each other. What we found is that we were, on our first session, spending a lot of time with introductions and getting the class to kind of get to know each other, and we had a lot of curriculum. So actually it was Jason's idea. It came from one of his leadership programs that he had been a part of that said, hey, we started off with a dinner the night before. And so that has been very well received by the class, and it's been a nice addition to our program. So then the first day, we actually have them go through the strengths, Gallup strengths. And so a large part of the first day is having them learn about their individual strengths and how they can lead individually. So we feel like if you learn about yourself and your strengths, then it makes a better leader as you move forward into other avenues. Mike Finnegan actually comes in and spends about 3 hours with the class. And I don't know if you've ever had your strengths done. Have you ever done that?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Mike does a phenomenal job with that, and Mike is a woo. So all of you out there who have had your strengths done, if you think of a woo, it's got Mike Finnegan's name on it, and he does a phenomenal job with that.
All right.
Yeah, and just so woo means you try to woo people to your point of view, right? So just as you
high energy,
right? It's the only one that's kind of a weird name. Everything else is fairly straightforward in who you are. I am not a woo, interestingly enough, but we went through the process as a staff at our retreat, and it really did provide a lot of insight into sort of the dynamics and why things run the way they run. It's an interesting process, and of course Gallup. I had an opportunity to work with Gallup when I was in Lincoln, because that's a Omaha-based company. So it's something that I would encourage people who are interested in that kind of thing to go through. That it's a good way to kind of learn a little bit about yourself. But on the leadership front, this is a program that we are very proud of. Yesterday evening was at an event that our young professionals put on at K-State at the stadium for K-State students, and there were four individuals in the community who had either chosen to stay here after college or had moved back. And three of the four, when they asked them how they got integrated in the community, cited Leadership Manhattan as the first thing they did when they either moved here or when they moved into their professional career, and talked about the contacts they made there and the things they learned about the community, and that led them into other areas of interest and other areas of service. And it's so important as we try to connect our young leaders into the community that there be a central point where we can show people a little bit of what goes on in all the different areas, and then they can take the next step and to choose where those are. And I think we have a great program here. It's a little shorter than a lot of them, which I think is okay, because some of them tend to get. The one I went through was 8 months, and it drug a little bit by the time you were towards the end. We also are very proud of our relationship with the Flint Hills Regional Leadership Program. That tends to be focused a lot more on big picture issues in the region, and which it should be, right? So they spend time not just in Manhattan, but in Junction City and Wamego and some of the other areas around the community. And so they're not in conflict. They probably are complementary, if nothing else. And we have a lot of people who go through both. But we would encourage people who want to get plugged into Manhattan and want to get plugged into what goes on in this community to take a look at that program. The other thing that they mentioned last night that is, I think, good for the program, it tends to be difficult for the chamber president, is we have a lot more applicants than spots. And so most of the people, I'd say the majority of the people in the leadership program probably have to apply at least twice.
Right.
Just because the volume of applicants and the demand, it would be hard to have a specialized leadership program for 50, 60 people, right? So we limit the class to around 20.
Right.
And we have a lot more applicants in that. And there are great applicants that don't get picked. And again, as someone who tries to manage the entire organization, that obviously hurts me, but I understand why it's that way, and I 100% support the way that they selected. I think they take all the potential conflicts out of it by doing it anonymously, and all the people that I've talked to that are on those selection committees take that role very, very, very serious. And I've had the opportunity to work with three different leadership programs in my career, and this is by far, I think, the most engaged the selection committee is into that process and making sure that they're doing the right thing.
And just overlooking some of the 2022 class dates, the things you're going to learn here is so valuable, because I think a lot of folks don't always understand how the state and local governments operate. And there's not a huge knowledge of that, at least among the general public.
Right. So actually, our city day is the second session that we do, and Jason Hilgers will spend about an hour and a half with us, and he really goes through, do you know where your property tax, where do those dollars go? So you really understand that, and to the extent I provide him with their home addresses, and he'll pull up your own property tax. He'll go through it with you personally, so to know where those dollars are. We talk a lot about conflict, managing through conflict, and so we actually have a panel with our city commission, with the county commissioner, and with the Pot County commissioner that's on the Manhattan side. So again, those fractions have to be able to work together. So do you as a leader. So what does that look like, and how do we learn from that aspect of it as well? I think that's hugely important. We always go to Topeka except for last year. And actually, Topeka came to us. So we were fortunate enough that all of our classes were in person last year. We took abundance of caution with that. But Dick Carter leads that for us. Dick Carter's our lobbyist, as you know, and a phenomenal person, and just does an incredible job on the Topeka Day. So last year, we actually had now Lieutenant Governor Tolan was actually able to spend almost an hour with us via Zoom. We had Tom Phillips came in the class and talked to us about what it's like the life of a politician. What does that really mean when you choose to serve in that capacity? And what are some of the conflicts and things that happen? And how do you choose what maybe is best for the community or the state in his aspect? Maybe that's not what you would have done for you personally, but it's what's needed for the leadership as we go forward with that. So I think that's important as we learn some of those things in the state and local level.
And I think overall, I have a friend who wrote his master's thesis on leadership and took a look at communities in around the country. And his thesis was that of all the assets that a community could have to advance their economic prosperity agendas, leadership is the most important because all the other assets that you need, leadership can help you get. And I believe that to be true. I think leadership is the fundamental thing that helps a community move forward. And so if we can contribute a little bit to that, I think that's something that is important for us as a chamber and us as a community.
All right. Get those applications in if you haven't done so already. October 25th, the deadline. And you can find that on the chamber website?
Correct. Manhattan.org.
Okay. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back more with In Focus on News Radio KMAN after this.